We told you about the Brexit. We told you about the Brexit. We told you about the fall of the European Union. We told you about the fall of the Euro. We told you about how it's going to be disbanded, and it's not the countries and the kingdoms, like Revelation says, that that's going to be the Antichrist that's Bob. And we told you that the fall of that Eastern civilization was going back, coming back to the mountains. We told you the dragon was going to win. We told you that the Middle Kingdom was going to revamp and fight against the Upper Kingdoms, which it's fighting now. We told you that it's all going to be a big war and rumors of war. We told you that the police was going to shoot you in the head in the streets. We told you that the anarchy was going to go. We told you that ISIS and ISIL and Issy and Tissy and Missy and Dissy and Lissy is all going to come back and the Empire striking back. We told you that it's all going to end, that the blood is going to flow in the Valley of Megiddo, the bridle of the tallest horse, 27 hands high. We told you that blood was going to flow there. We told you there was going to be death and destruction. We told you they were going to bring the lira out of the basement and all of Italy. The lira is going to be back as a currency. We told you that all the banks were going to fall. We told you that Barclays wasn't going to make it. We told you that you better not mess with Stuttgart, because if you mess with Stuttgart, we're going to take your ass out. Just so you know, don't mess with Stuttgart. You can have Berlin. Blow it up. Blow it up. But you better not mess with Stuttgart. Just saying. We told you that Deutsche Bank was going to be okay, but they're under a lot of peril. And Angela Merkel is in a very deep water. We told you it was going to be a mess, but she's doing the best she can, and she's holding it together the best she can. She's trying to work it out. You now have more refugees than you have citizenry. You can't have a country of refugees, can you? You see? Because the refugees, when they run outside the park, your triangulation is a little bit too clever by half, because it doesn't preclude the outcome where no one's a citizen, where no one's paying taxes, where no one's paying for this monarchical rule that you're trying to establish and fathom in a money-gained position. So your numbers are great. Your numbers work. Liars always figure, but figures never lie. So you're okay with that, Mark. But you need to change. We got this, honey. You run it from a standpoint of absolute zero. If you can make your pattern work with absolute zero, okay, that was also included in the little rant things from the bar, from the chemistry stuff, okay. If you can run it from zero K, absolute zero, then you can work it in your, then your algorithm works. Then your marks work. If you take Patty Levis's notes and lay them out as points in a graph, well, we're giving you way too much information at this point, but if you're able to note those half-step modulations, you'll know from absolute zero where you can go to. But then your financial gain is based on absolute zero, which is where you're going to. So basically, if you're longing or shorting your position, you can know where it is from absolute zero. But if you're not at absolute zero, you can't know how to long or short it. You're reeling in a world that doesn't have a bottom, so you cannot gauge left and right when there is no bottom. It's a free fall. Or is that free for all? Maybe. Yeah, Patty says. Patty knows. Yeah. So then what happens is that you can, once you get to half, when you ever, how much principal that you start with when you make up to half? Let's say you take 200 billion euros or whatever you're using. Well, we say don't use euros because they're gone. But 200 million of something ticks. When you make 400 million ticks, we say step out and short it because it's going to fall. It doesn't matter even if it's against yourself, because it's going to fall. Your anomalies, your algorithms say that, but you don't ever understand those. You always say it's some fluke or some fucked up something or some fuck up some commas. Yeah, fuck up some commas. Yeah, 100,000 and 100,000 and 300,000 and 300,000. It's all fucked up. So when you get double, step back and short it, and you'll be all right. If you don't do that, then you won't be all right, and then you can call Bob, and maybe he'll loan you some money checks. As long as you don't get into his ice cream money, it might be all right.